Cambridge made history this week when City Councilor Sumbul Siddiqui took office as the first Muslim American mayor in the city's history. She was unanimously selected for the post by the council. Siddiqui's family immigrated to the U.S. from Pakistan when she was 2 years old. When we spoke to her yesterday, Siddiqui told us she's no stranger to the challenges of being a Muslim American woman in politics, but believes they'll be outweighed by the positives from her more visible role.
I always said you can't be what you can't see, and I think to have representation in these government systems is vitally important. And I think for many people, even non-Muslims, it's a fresh face, it's a new face, it's someone who comes from a different background. My approach to office has always been to be someone who is welcoming to everyone, someone that people can connect with and build a relationship with. And I think that's what's gotten me so far.
As you know, there's a lot of tension now between the U.S. and Iran. I'm wondering how that tension, which sometimes stirs up animus toward Muslims and immigrants from the region, how does that affect you and your community? And have you felt it?
I think the last few days have been such an overwhelming experience because so many members of the Muslim community, Pakistani community, South Asian community have reached out and have said they feel more safe that there's someone that looks like me and who is Muslim in government. And that's very important to me. And I think the last few days have also showed me that there is a lot of Islamophobia. I was even the first few days just still shocked at some of the vitriol that was thrown at me through social media because of my election. Even when I was running the first time in 2017, I experienced some of it then. And there's been conversations on the street where someone will make a comment about my last name and associating it with a terrorist and so forth. So it's sad to say, but I'm used to it. I will not let it get to me.
How do you plan on dealing with that as mayor? And what do you want the community to know in this regard?
There are people out there who are going to say whatever they want. And I encourage people in the community, if they are in these situations, first, if they don't feel safe, to know that they have resources, including my office, that they can call. And I want folks to know it's okay to speak up and speak out on these matters and not let them overcome you, because that is an easy thing that can happen. And so my message to people is recognize it, feel it, learn from it, and learn how to move forward.
What are some of the major issues you hope to address with the city council during your term?
Our number one goal has been affordable housing. Right now, something that's at the top of my mind is the preservation of over 500 units at the Fresh Pond Apartments where I grew up. We are working with the owner to make sure that those are preserved, and that will require a good deal of financial contribution from the city. We are looking very closely into our education and making strides towards universal pre-K. And then for many of my colleagues, climate change and issues around climate change are very important.
Your predecessor, Mayor Mark McGovern, called for the location of a safe injection site in Cambridge where drug users can inject under medical supervision. Will you pursue that idea?
You know, I'm committed to seeing that happen. I think that many of my colleagues on the council are, but it will be in tandem with the state rep on this. And there are issues that we will encounter with SIF sites. And so that's a TBD on the processes and implementation. But myself and many of my colleagues are in favor.
So you support the concept of
yes.
Safe injections?
Yes, I do.
Even though you're just getting started, what do you hope your administration will be known for?
I'd love to be known for being a strong advocate on housing, on education and equity, and particularly someone who was accessible and always had their door open and welcomed the Cambridge community to City Hall and also brought City Hall to the community.
The new mayor of Cambridge, Sumbul Siddiqui, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition, and come back to us, okay?
Thank you so much.